USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the debate over the origins of COVID-19 intensifies, there are more calls for an independent investigation into the lab at Wuhan, China, where the virus is suspected of leaking from. Republican lawmakers held a forum on Tuesday on the virus's origins, with several scientists and former members of the Trump administration testifying. Admiral Brekerar was the White House director of COVID testing during the Trump administration and told the panel that the evidence that the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab was too coincidental.
It is just too much of a coincidence that a worldwide pandemic caused by a novel bat coronavirus that cannot be found in nature started just a few miles away from a secretive laboratory doing potentially dangerous research on bat coronavirus.
The Republican members of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus said they invited Dr. Anthony Fauci to participate in the discussion, but he declined. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The peacekeeping force maintained by the UN could soon be facing a new problem, a lack of funding. Lance Cry has the details.
Officials and diplomats for the United Nations on Monday said the organization's global peacekeeping missions may be eliminated if the United Nations General Assembly does not reach an agreement on its $6 billion budget. Diplomats are blaming negotiating procedures, logistics, and talks that put China against Western powers for the inability to reach an agreement on funding. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And in a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court left the CDC's ban on residential evictions in place. The court declining to allow a federal court judge's decision to go into effect that would have lifted the ban nationwide. A group of landlords challenged the moratorium, and a federal judge sided with them in May, but put a hold on the ruling pending an appeal. The landlords then appealed to the Supreme Court, requesting that the ruling be unfrozen. The moratorium is currently set to expire on July 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the search and rescue mission continues at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, the effort to discover the cause of that collapse has just begun, with preliminary efforts focusing on a 2018 inspection that found cracks in concrete columns, beams, and walls in the building's parking garage. Alan Kilschammer is a structural engineer who's been hired by the city to investigate the collapse. He tells CNBC that multiple factors may have caused the collapse and that he will be looking for the trigger.
The issue is that when you have cracks, depending on the size, the cracks alone generally are not a major cause of a problem. The reinforcing steel, when you look at rusted reinforcing steel, it'll look like a lot of rust, but rust is an expansive material on steel, so you have to wire brush the steel. You get the rust off and you see how much good metal is left. So, you know, they all will be some of the things that possibly could have contributed to the collapse in some form or another, but you have to find the trigger also of what actually precipitated the collapse.
And the Edmonton Oilers' Connor McGregor was named the NHL's MVP Tuesday night, taking home the Hart Trophy. It's the second time McDavid has been tapped as the league's most valuable player. He was unanimously voted MVP, receiving 100 first-place votes. The only other player to win the Hart Trophy with a unanimous vote was Wayne Gretzky, following the 1981-82 season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.